So we're talking last time about Chochmah. About Chochmah. They asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. They asked him about how to acquire Chochmah. So we mentioned that a person can spend his life pursuing Chochmah and yet not really become a Chochmah, because he consumes his time in the Otros HaChochmah. But the quality, that elusive quality of a chacham, that is a certain quality of the soul, he never attains. He has a tremendous amount of knowledge, but he doesn't attain that insight. The chachma is a certain chachma. Really, could probably best be described as a certain attitude of the soul, certain attitude of the mind of the soul. So the Gemara says, what should a person do? So the Gemara says that he should be mabed the yeshiva, he should spend time learning. And the Gemara says, a lot of people did that, didn't get anywhere. So the Gemara says, no, yispal misha chachma shalom. Okay. So the Gemara says, so what do you need the first advice for? So the Gemara says, because one without the other is not going to work. Just being yispal is not going to get anywhere. So and we explained that the idea of the chacham is, the idea of a chacham is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him chachma because he's an ohov. And ohov is lefnei Hashem. He's lefnei Hashem. So of course, if somebody gets me a question, say, but there were many chachamim we see that didn't follow this formula. I mean, you had great chachamim. I mean, Freud had great insight into the human mind. I mean, Einstein is in the world of physics. I mean, and great chachamim that. That the people that became great, and they weren't mispal, and they weren't mispal. So what's the answer? So how come the Gemara says that this is the formula? You can't. I mean, and a person like Freud had tremendous insight into the world of the mind, unbelievable insight, and certainly tremendous chachma. But in other ways, he wasn't truly a chacham in the Derech HaChaim. That's true. But if you look at a person like Einstein, you see tremendous chachma in the Derech HaChaim as well, in his Derech HaChaim, and many things that the way he lived, he shunned the taivas. He only had like a sweatshirt, and he was mamayit, and all the tanuge olam. I mean, he just pursued chachma, one jacket, one coat. I mean, he perceived the real by himself, on his own. I mean, he perceived the Derech of Chochmah. It was mechavin to many chazal, and a lot of things in personal life that he mentions, mechavin to many things that chazal say, amazingly. So you see, the man is a chacham. Can't say he's not a chacham. Great chacham. He wasn't a spal. So what's the answer? But Einstein was not a spal. That I guarantee you. Einstein was definitely not mispal. There's no question about it. He was not mispal. The answer is, the Gemara is talking about advice and how to attain something. It doesn't mean that is the only way, the only one that God gives chachma to. We can't answer such a question. You see, in other words, you can't look at people and say this guy wasn't mispal. How come he's a chacham? That's Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a person tzelem alekim, and the people attain chachma. Whether it's other qualities, or Kadosh Baruch Hu wills that it's his will that they should have chachma. That's God's chashbon. We can't answer such a question. The Gemara can just answer the advice on how to attain it. What advice? It's two different things. In other words, advice on how to attain something is not the same thing as saying the only ones that do this have it. See, that's the Chazal not saying that. I mean, why certain individuals that have chachma weren't mispal? The Gemara's not saying that's not possible. That's a separate. We don't understand why that is. I mean, there could be other reasons. It has nothing to do with advice. See, advice is what's the intelligent way to go about something. like if a person will ask business advice. So they say, this is the intelligent way to go about it. Doesn't mean that people that didn't take that advice never became wealthy. A lot of reasons. So it's two different courses. Advice is a totally different format, you see, than studying studying the causes of every single cause as to the attainment of that area. That's a completely different thing. That's because I'll never went into. I mean, that's a Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't penetrate that area. But at the same time, there is advice on how to attain it. That's the answer. Two different things. Two completely different things. Okay. Yeah.
Unless you're saying that in order to attain Chochmas, still saying that's the case, or just saying that you can have a Shabbat and have a method besides.
I'm saying in advice, that's the method. It doesn't mean that that's the only cause of a Chochmas. It doesn't mean that. That's not what Chazal was saying. Advice is what's the rational way to go about something. That's what Chazal are answering. They're not explaining, they're not saying this is the only cause. That's a different thing. What the causes are, the other causes. We don't know. Maybe the other causes. It doesn't mean it's only through a person that's an Ohov Lefnei HaMakom. The Gemara says, Yesh Chachma B'Mosolam Tamim. So apparently there is Chachma there. So they do have Chachamim. So the almost all have Chachamim. Doesn't Chazal not say that's a totally different area, totally different phenomenon than advice in how to attain something? It's a completely different thing. Okay, is it clear? Okay. All right. That's an important thing to remember when you study Chazal. That doesn't mean that's the only cause. Yes, of course, Hashgacha is a source of Chachma. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Hashem Yitin Chachma. It doesn't mean that if a person that's the only person that has the Chachma, that's a completely different question. Okay, that's Gemara's level. Now the Gemara's level, yes. Interesting. Next thing they asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was, Mayasa Odom V'Yisasha. What should a person do? This is the people of Alexandria. So they asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya a series of questions. So some of them, three of them were in Derech Eretz. This is the area of Derech Eretz. So they said, Mayasa Odom V'Yisasha. What should a person do to become wealthy? Amar Lohen, so he said to them, Yarbe B'Schoro, V'Yisov V'Yitin B'Emunah. It means that he should do a lot of business, and he should be very honest in his business. So the honesty over here in the business is not because of the advice they're giving is not advice in terms of midos, you know, in terms of perfection, because the advice is in terms of wealth. So it has nothing to do with right or wrong. It's a completely different area. So what they were saying was, and Shimon Chanan was saying is, that if a person is honest, in the long run, he will be tremendously more successful. In the short run, the dishonest person makes out much better. But in the long run, if a person really wants true ashiras, means wealth that really stands by him and that is ever increasing, so his name is the most important thing. And the person doesn't realize how much he loses by his bad name, and he doesn't realize how much he gains by the good name, because it's something he can't see. A good name, this person said this, and that person said that, and it comes back to him, and he can't, it's something that that is not in the scope of his vision. But it's the most powerful force. And it's something that builds and grows behind the scenes, and ultimately it leads to great success. That's what Chazal was saying. That's my interesting. It's Machlokes. The Gemara says to take out Yarbe B'Schoro. Our Gemara has Yarbe B'Schoro V'Yisur Yitin B'Emunah. So the Gemara says take out Yarbe B'Schoro. You see, I don't know why, but I don't know why he says that. He's not saying it. The Gemara is not saying it because it's not good to be Marbe B'Schoro. That's a separate question. That's a separate thing. I mean, we're talking about now what a person should do to become wealthy. So of course, the Gemara says to learn, a person should be Mamayit B'Schoro. But at the same time, I mean, to be marber, why is it, to be marber is what seems to be the rational thing, what seems to be the rational thing. I mean, why does the Gemara take it out? I don't know why. I mean, on the surface, we'd say that that's the rational thing. The rational way to become wealthy would be to do a lot, increase your business, and increase your volume, increase your involvement, and be honest. But the Gemara says to take out Yabbaskar. Why is a question? I mean, it would seem on the surface it's not logical, because if you're talking about simply the idea of money making, it would seem the more involved the person is, the better off he is in terms of making money. Yes. Okay. It could be, but it would seem that the more you do, the more success. I mean, yeah, put in more time. That would seem to be the good advice. Yeah. So I at this point, I mean, it seems difficult. Why the Gemara said take it out? It's not logical.
Your time involved,
or? He just says they gave one piece of advice. Be honest. It's painful. You think you're suffering losses, but it's not really a loss. To be honest, you suffer losses. But the losses ultimately will be gains. Ultimately. Okay. Yeah. That is true. That happens to be true. I mean, I remember speaking to a very wealthy man, extremely wealthy man. He said to me, he said that many times I think to myself, if I would have gone home, I would have relaxed and I would have thought a little more. I would have gotten much more than all the efforts I put into being involved, all the involvement. He said, if I would have removed myself, I would have been better off. So you're saying that's what he's saying. It could be, but it would still seem to be that it depends on the kind of effort. It would still seem to be a rule that if you have the right kind of effort, the more effort and the more energy you place in that area, it would seem logical that the more you should succeed. I mean, it's a difficult difficult rule to deny. I mean, it's a difficult rule to deny. So it's a question. Why the Gemara says take it out? Yes.
Does that say that the Gemara involving personal involvement of the person seeking wealth, or does doing a lot of safari refer to having a larger operation with more people working for it?
Miyabeshla means a larger operation. Yeah, but a large operation usually means more involvement. I mean, it would seem to be. I mean, pretty hard to say that a person that's putting in the time and the effort half a day is going to do as good as a guy that's putting in full time. I mean, it's a difficult thing. I mean, it's a difficult thing to say. I know a lot of businessmen told me also that when times were really bad and businesses went out. So one fellow said the reason why I survived is because most people, they can't put in too much time. They spend the afternoon drinking beer. He said, I spend my time in business, and I survive. So there is, I mean, it would seem logical that the more time you put in, the more correct effort you put in, that the greater should be your reward. So why the Gemara takes it out, I mean, I don't know. There's a question. Yeah, an area of advice. This is advice about Ashiras. It's not advice about Midas. I mean, there Mabe Yeshiva doesn't take it out. He doesn't take it out. Mabe Yeshiva. The Maya Peschar, Mabe Yeshiva. So then the Gemara goes on and says like this. Amrullo, so the people from Alexandria said, Harbe also came below Elu. A lot of people took your advice and it didn't help them. So they said, Eli Yavakesh Rachman Mimisha Osha Shalom. So he should be nespalo to the one that has all the wealth. Shenema liya kesef liya zov. Amar Hashem. So he has to be nespalo. So tefila, the advice is that he has to be nespalo. My kamash one. So Gemara says that's the case. So what do you have to do? What about the first advice? There should be nosa memuno, and according to Agius, it should be mabeschara. So the one says, the whole below whole low side. That one without the other won't help you. So apparently you need the good business advice and the good business sense and using chokhmah And also be mispal. Right? There's a different chazal on Hashivas. One of the chazal says Hashivas, kol mi sheyesh lo deya is sofa l'sasha. A person that has das, that has chachma, eventually he will become wealthy. So chazal tie Hashivas, and it's the pasuk, b'tzeh l'chachma, b'tzeh l'kasef. So everybody quotes the other pasuk, the other pasuk in Kehelas that says, that says lo lachachom lechem, but they don't read it properly. That's an exception. That he's saying that in spite of that, there are cases like that. The Gemara says that, who is that? The Gemara says Iyuv, ze Iyuv. The Gemara says lo lachachom lechem ze Iyuv. Means that's an outstanding, unusual case. But usually b'tzela chachma b'tzela kosef. That's the rule. If a person really uses chachma, so he will succeed. The key is chachma. So even though, of course. The Gemara says that Harbe also there are many people that are chacham and velo ilim become ashirim, they become great ashirim. Says that's yispal mi she kesef shelo. Okay, yeah. It doesn't make sense. I mean, it's it can't be. It's not just external. I mean, a person just it's going to happen. I mean, Gemara says zebulo zelo sagi. You can't have. There are many chazalas that equate Ashiris with chachma and say it's tully and das and anias is tully in stupidity. And of course, it doesn't mean every guy that came out is stupid. I mean, that's what Kehela says. He says there are cases where you see a person was a great chachma and things just happened that he couldn't control, out of his control. But in general, we say we equate chachma with ashiris and dalas with tipshus. Okay, so the Gemara says, "My kamashmalan the hobla holosagi." That's the Gemara. One without the other won't help you. I mean, a person just being the spal of ashiris, it's not going to happen. He has to be engaged in masa matan. I mean, that's the Gra didn't take that out either. I mean, Yisav Yitin Ben Munah, he has to do business. I mean, just being the spal is not going to happen. That's what Rabbi Shimon HaChaim said. So tefillah alone won't do. But there is one question here that we have to ask. Yeah. That's true. I mean, that's a good example. What you're mentioning is a good example of what I mentioned before.
Right.
That, yeah, in other words, that there's two different things. Advice and results are two different things. Because They tell you today that if you want to be healthy, you should minimize your the amount of saturated fat you take and you eat and meat and different things, and they give you different diets, and then you see a person that violates all the rules and he's healthy as a horse. Yeah. So everybody points to that guy. But the mistake is, that's exactly the same mistake that I mentioned before, that there's a difference about advice and about causes. If you want to know advice on health, so if you follow the advice, so then you're in the proper method of attaining health. Is it guaranteed? No. And are there people that attained health other ways? Yeah, but that has nothing to do with advice. I mean, that's a different thing. That's a study of all the causes. Of all the causes of a certain condition, the study of all the causes, a different science. But that's exactly the difference. See, most people are not moved by advice. Because advice, they're looking for a secure 100% thing. So then don't go into advice. Because advice is not secure. So you might as well just forget about it. But a person that's a chacham has to go according to advice. And you use the most intelligent advice that you can obtain. But there's another question in this Gemara. A basic question in this Gemara. The question is tefillah. Because tefillah really means that the person is under the ashgacha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants him specifically, through Ashgacha, grants him his request. So, I mean, that's Liyah Kesev Liyah Zav, Yispal Nishan HaKasim Shalom. I mean, the Gemara says also with regard to Umnas. The Gemara says the same thing. Ein Lecha Umnas Shein LaShiris Manias. So the person should look for an Umnas, a Malacha Kala Nekiyah, good Umnas, that doesn't preoccupy his time and is not difficult. It doesn't have after effects, and he should be mispalu mishem chasim shalom. I mean, but nowhere in Chazal do you have the idea that a person should just be mispalu. That's against all everything in the Torah. So at any rate, but the question is, The question is like this. I could understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers the tefillah of the person that's searching for Chachma. Okay? Because that he's in all of Lefnei HaMakom. So in all of Lefnei HaMakom is it comes under a different realm of existence. Like the Rambam explains. That's the realm of Hashgacha. He's in all of Lefnei HaMakom. But a person is looking for Ashiras. I mean, why should he come under the realm of Hashgacha? Why? I mean, his own greed? I mean, he's after his own taivas? I mean, why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer his request? Well, why should he come under Hashgacha?
Why did he give the advice?
Yeah. Because the Rishu ben Hananya was a great chacham, and they asked him a lot of questions, and he answered them. He answered the questions, because the Rishu ben Hananya knew all areas. Shmuel Hananya was one of the greatest chacham. As a matter of fact, when he was nifta, so the Gdol HaChom said that now we have nobody to argue with to present our arguments in an encounter with the Goyim, with the Christians, because he was a tremendous chacham in every area. So a tremendous chacham in every area answers the area according to the area. I mean, it's a separate science. Business is a separate science. So he was a chacham in every area. So he gave him advice. Everything's a matter of chokhmah. There isn't an area that's devoid of chokhmah, and a chokhmah studies every area. So if you speak to a chokhmah in any area, he should be happy to engage you and to give you an answer. It has nothing to do with perfection. That's a different science. Yes. Yeah, you're right. Where's in Shemoneh Esrei? I don't know. You want sustenance. But it doesn't say Ashiras. Ashiras is something else. Ashiras is wealth. Ashiras is tremendous, beyond what he needs. That's Ashiras. The person has what he needs, so that's not Ashiras. Yeah, so you don't need it. What do you mean? No, he didn't answer that. Now, that's a different thing. That's what the Rambam says. That a Navi has to be an Ashir. So the Rambam says it doesn't mean an Ashir financially. It means an Ashir that he lives like an Ashir, because he has far, far, far more than he needs. And for him, the sense of Ashiras that the Ashir is looking for, he attained. So he has the goal of Ashir. But it's not that's what a Ram was. But that's a different thing. Ram says it in the days. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but the only thing is that then it will be a fake thing. Is it saying assume a certain posture and you'll be successful? Even though in other words, it wouldn't be sincere advice. You're telling a person be mispal, the tefillah is not going to be answered. But it doesn't seem from Chazal that that's the case, because it says liyah kesef liyah zoch, seems to be that's the true answer. That's the true answer.
Just to follow up on that.
That's true. I mean, that could very well be true what you're saying, that there's a lot of benefits to tefillah. That the benefit for tefillah is that the person in the spalasa is rational, has a certain rationality. But it would seem that to say that his tefillah is not going to be answered would seem to be that he really can't be mispowel. I mean, because mispowel means he's the essence of tefillah. A lot of side benefits. And tefillah, but the essence of tefillah is that he's being mispalled, that God should give him this thing. And if that's not true, so then he's involved in the lie. If he's involved in the lie, then he's involved in the, he's away from reality. Away from reality is not good. Okay, then on the contrary, it's bad. So really, you couldn't say that. I mean, the truth of the matter is, you couldn't say that. You couldn't say that the tefillah is because it gives him this. That's today. In today's world, you have a lot of that type of advice. That you should think a certain way. Why? Not because there's any truth in it, but if you fool yourself to think that way, you'll have a benefit. Yahadis doesn't hold that way. Yahadis holds if it's not true, then you're away from reality. Away from reality can't be good. It cannot be good. Right, right. That's right. Yeah.
How much did the book cost?
Right. It's a good idea for him.
How much did the book cost?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. As a matter of fact, it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk of Mishlei. Pasuk of Mishlei says this: Shtayim she'alti me'itoch al timna mimeni b'tam omas. It's in the Mishlei Lamed pasuk Zion. Shov udvar kozov harchek mimeni. You should keep away. He's asking God to keep away non-truth, lies, falsehoods from him. You should save him from falsehood. Okay. And reish va'osher al titan li. Don't give me poverty and don't give me wealth. Hatrifeini lechem chuki. Give me every day what I need. Okay. And then he goes on. He says, pen esba v'chichashti. Because maybe I'll have a lot. Esba means I'll become an usher. V'chichashti. And I'll deny. V'amarti mi'ar Hashem. U'peni v'oresh. And maybe I'll become poor. V'ganafti. Okay. V'ganafti. V'safasti shem alakoy. And I'll be nishba l'sheker. So he says both things are bad. That's what Shlomo Melech says. He says not good. He says don't. He says two things he's asking from God. He says don't make me wealthy. Don't make me poor. Hatrifeini lechem chuki. Why? Because the wealth will lead me to deny God, and the poverty will lead me to steal and be nishba l'sheker. So that's Shlomo Melech. So apparently it's not a good thing. Apparently, it's not a good thing. Yeah, that's good. That's a good question. It's not a good question. That's true. That's true. He never asked for Osher. He only asked for Chachma. It's an interesting Gemara. Gemara says, "A rotz a lachkim. A person wants to come a Chacham Yadrim. He should go to the south. A rotz a lahashir Yatspin. He should go to the north." And the Gemara says, you're better off going to the south, because if you become a chacham, you become wealthy. So he asked for chacham, and he got wealth. But never, he didn't ask for wealth. Yeah. But over here, he's saying an idea. He's saying it's not good, basically. I mean, that's what he's saying. So if that's the case, how could Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya give advice against the pasuk? I mean, he's telling him. He's saying, "Mispal l'misha osher shelo." I mean, the Shlomo also gave different advice. He said, "No." He said, "Don't make me an usher. Don't make me an usher. Don't make me an honey. Don't make me an usher. Give me what I need." Hatrifeini lechem chuki. Okay. So what do you say? Bog learns this differently. Bog learns that it's. He takes it out of pshuto kamashmo. He says like this. He says what he says is very true. He says like this. He says, yeah, where's it? Yeah. He wants out of this. He says, "Velo sitin li vashelo abezi, shelo titin li oni vidalus bideos." He says Shlomo is talking about knowledge, the area of knowledge, just the muscle that he's using with regard to Ashiris. So he's talking about the area of knowledge, really. Lekatze b'deos, mashe efshel lo odom hasagosa. So he says, yeah. And by the way, he says something very interesting before. He says on the first, he interprets the whole pasuk as a reference to the world of knowledge. Shov udvar kozov harchek mimeni. I just saw this one, beautiful chart. He says, and it really ties in what we said before. He says, what does it mean? He says, Shavad udvar chazav hachek me, keep me away from falsehood. He says, Bahasa gosi shav, the udvar chazav, shalo eshtabesh ve'ez balbel be'iyuni, that I shouldn't become confused in my studies, in my learning. V'shalo yiyye iyuni bedovar hevel. He says, and I should not waste my time in using my mind in nonsense. Like there are many philosophies that people spent their lives in philosophies, like whether the world is real or whether it's not real, whether everything is an imagination or we're asleep or we're awake. The person who spends their whole life in that area, it's divrei hevel. So, and even in chachma, a person can waste his life. If a person can study, can spend his life, like the Rambam says, in mathematical puzzles, or even if a person today would spend his life in Euclidean geometry, he would not really be getting into the real essence of the Chochma of math. So he could spend his whole life in a commentary on Euclid. But this is not going to give him real knowledge of mathematics. So a person can go off on in many areas, in every area. A person can get lost in an area and just simply waste his time. So he says, that's the first tefila. He says, B'davar hevel she'en lo metzius. It's amazing how the Rabbi says. A person could spend his life in something that's in lo metzius, just chakiris. He says, she'yiyu ha'iyun b'metzius ha'rochok. That is, his iyun and his mind and his intelligence will apply to an area that's far-fetched. V'yidne she'ramaz b'shov al-mashu sheker, dvar kazov. He says, v'yidame, al-mashu hev lo hefach. So the person could be Mayan in something that's not real and he'll think it is. If it's because of his imagination, which can mislead him. He came across wrong facts. He says, it's beautiful Rabbah. He says that's the first part. The first part of his tefillah is that he shouldn't, he's asking his follow, that he shouldn't waste his time in the areas of knowledge, get lost in areas that are a waste of time. Amazing. I mean, the way he puts exactly right. Because a person get lost in imagination, like a person could be studying science, he'd be into science fiction, he doesn't know whether he's in reality, he could spend his time in theories that are based on his imagination, and they have no reality. He says, Vashela Bezi, the second question is, Shelo Titin Li Oni Vidalus Bideos, Lakatsa Bideos. You shouldn't give me poverty in knowledge, that I don't have the right material. He doesn't have enough information. Masha Ef Shelo Adam Hasagasa. And then the other side, he says, what is the Osher, the wealth? So he says, Lo Titin Li Gam Kain Osher, Lefanos Lis Chakain Bama Shein Lo Adam Hasagasa. He says that a person should not try, in other words, to be involved in areas which are beyond his abilities. Don't try to go too high, beyond your ability. He says, She'ein lo adam achashpiyali b'deos hamazon horoi l'sichlam. So he says, but you should just give me that which is lechem chukah, that which is appropriate for me. He says, lo pachos v'lo yotzer, v'ze be'emes hi she'eilo gedola. He says, this is a big request. Lo yitochein she'yimtzo ish yagia eleho be'alofim. In thousands and thousands of people, you won't find a person that attains that level. It's amazing, Rabbi, that a person should be able to know. A person should have he shouldn't have a paucity of knowledge, and yet, in spite of the fact that he has the knowledge, he knows his limits. He knows his limits, and he doesn't go beyond what his ability is. He tries to go into areas which are above and beyond his ability. He says, that midah, to have that, he says, we won't find them more than thousands of people that attain that level. That's the robot.
Metaphysics, he's speaking?
Yeah, in the area of metaphysics, people try to go beyond their abilities in the areas of Torah. They try to go into areas that are above their ken, whatever it might be, above their ability. So b'mufresh mimcha al tidrash. They want to understand everything. They want to answer everything. So they want to understand the deepest ideas and the most profound ideas and the areas that are the highest areas. But they don't realize that their sechel is not up to it. They're not ready for it and turn away. They should have to turn away. But that's really the meaning of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayastem Moshe ponav ki yorim mehabitem olikim. He knew that he can't go beyond this point. That's. So Ashirus, he means that the person is Ashirus, he's being greedy in the area of knowledge, so to speak. See, the area of knowledge, he's striving for wealth, but it's not for him. That's what he's saying. He's saying he's going beyond his abilities. Beyond his abilities is a very sad thing. That's why Chazal say that's Ramban's in the introduction to the Chumash, where he says a person who goes beyond his abilities, so he'll be destroyed. So he says that midah you won't find in one in thousands of Chachamim, because it's a very difficult thing. That's the most difficult thing for a person who loves Chochmah to be able to stop. It's difficult because for two reasons. It's difficult because he has a desire for knowledge, and that desire for knowledge is a good desire. But at the same time, he has a desire for knowledge. He has to counter that desire by moving away from that which he wants the most. That is a very difficult thing. And it's also difficult because it demands a clear assessment of his own abilities. See, that's difficult for two reasons. It's difficult because most people do not have an assessment of their own ability, and say they overestimate. And secondly, the desire for knowledge in a chacham is tremendously powerful. And to be able to turn away is very hard. And that ability is not found, he says, among thousands of chachamim. You won't find a chacham like that. Yes. Real chacham. It means what he's saying is people that have chachmah. There are people that have chachmah, but they can have chachmah, but it doesn't mean that they don't go beyond. They in the area that they have chachmah, but it doesn't mean they don't go beyond their abilities. Okay, you'll see many times you see chachamim and it's true. I just don't want to mention names. But there are many times you find people that are tremendous chachamim, and then all of a sudden they take a leap beyond their whole. They're trying to gain an ultimate knowledge, and they make a move, and they're completely in an area that is devoid of knowledge. What? That the we're not talking about necessarily. We're talking about in general. In general, for a person to be able to stay on target in any area that he's in. It could be even in a sugya. I mean, it could be even in a sugya. He has to be able to know his limits. That's it. Very hard for a person to do that. Because a person is striving for chachmah, and he loves chachmah, and the pursuit of chachmah is his very essence, and to be able to stop and say, that's it. It's not for me. It's beyond me. That's a very hard thing to do. Extremely hard thing. So you find a great chacham, but he gets carried away. There's very, very, very few chachamim have that perfection. That they know when to stop. He says, that's a rare thing. That's what the Rabbah says. Beautiful Rabbah. Yeah. So the Rabbah really, so the Rabbah puts it all in terms of a derech mashal. A derech mashal. Yes. So, you're right. Yeah. So he interprets it to me, he'll become an apikaris. Like the Rabbah says. That penny vorish v'ganavti. V'ganavti, I guess he interprets as meaning that she'egnov olakamei hanemtzos. He means to say that he will steal God away from reality, so to speak. V'omer she'en shem olaka, k'mo she'eom apikaris v'siyata. V'echshov ki lo tafasti baze k'yem Hashem levad. K'enikr le'enom etzis, yosef kasha bofen yad. Okay, so yeah, he's saying like a Ramban says. In other words, that'll become a kofer. It'll become a kofer. Okay. So anyways, so that's what the Rabbag wants. And no doubt, I mean, what the Rabbag says is very true. I mean, but still, the Pshuto Shel Mikra. I mean, Rashi learns Pshuto Shel Mikra. I mean, so there has to be a Pshuto Shel Mikra. I mean. It would seem from the Pshuto Shel Mikra that it's speaking about Osher. It's speaking about Osher. Let me ask you a question. If it's Pshuto Shel Mikra, by the way, one thing you see according to the Rabbag, and this, just because this Pshuto Shel Mikra doesn't mean the Rabbag's pshat is not right. It's not a question which one is right. I mean, it's definitely Derech Mashal. And the Rabbag is right in his mashal, because the Mikra is Yotze Lekame Panim. I mean, there's many different faces to it. So it's interesting. According to the Rabbag, it comes out a person should be mispalled for that. Because he says that that's what he's being mispoel for. He's asking from God this. So it means that a person has to mispoel that he shouldn't fall into that trap of trying to go beyond his abilities. You see. So tefillah is very important with regard to that with regard to that perfection. So it's not some apparently, you see, and even if you learn in Pshuto Shel Mikra, when he says Shavu Dvar Kozov Harchek Mimeni, so you could ask, why is that a tefillah? Shavu Dvar Kozov, why should that be a tefillah? I mean, so let him not be involved in lies and fraud. I mean, well, why does he have to mispower for that? Why does a person need a tefillah for such a thing? But the answer is that Chazal, I mean, the Torah recognizes that there's a part of man that's not under his control. See, and the part of man that's not under his control, that blinds him, is something that happens to him without his knowledge. Of course, if a person's following, he's looking for shove and sheker, tefillah's not going to help him. But he means to say that even if a person is looking for the emes, but there are parts of his nature that come into play that could obscure the emes without him even knowing it. So that's why tefillah is necessary. And he says that's why tefillah is necessary for that also, that a person shouldn't go beyond his ability. He must have tefillah. Because without tefillah, the person's nature can fool him, and he can think he's in an area of great chachma, when in reality, he's in an area where he has no knowledge, and the ideas that he's saying are taking him away from God. That's the kichashti, v'amarti mi'ar Hashem. So the osher could lead him to a denial of God, and that's something that he has to miss power for. That's one thing you see straight through in Chazal, that tefillah is necessary. Yeah, okay. But at any rate, but still, and that's the same thing. But at any rate, with regard to Pshuto Shel Mikra, I mean, I don't think Rav Bag is denying Pshuto Shel Mikra, but it's Derech Mashal also. What he's saying is true, is right, but that's Derech Mashal. But the Pshuto Shel Mikra is still there. So the question still remains. Yeah?
Rashi mentions in the beginning of Mishlei, he says, Lahavin Mashal Melitza, he says that the Mashal Mishlei Shlomo was constructed with a dual
right. That's correct. Dual framework. That's right. That's correct. That's correct. But both are true.
Yeah.
Both are true. So the question returns. I mean, so you see, on the contrary, the person should not be mispoel for Hashiras. Should not be mispoel on the contrary. Should mispoel not for Hashiras. Yeah. So what kind of advice did Rabbi Yishuv ben Hananya give the Anshe Alexandria? Okay. Yeah. Interesting is the Gemara Ma'ed Katan, because the Gemara Ma'ed Katan says that Rava said that I was mispoel for three things. So I was fall for three things, and two of them they gave me, one not. And what were the three things? One was for the Chachma of Rav Huna, and one was for the Ashiras of Rav Chisda, and one was for the Anivus of Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So he says the Ashiras they gave me and the Chachma they gave me. But the Anivus I didn't get. Says I didn't get. What? Yeah. He says, Hani Klas Mili Boy Kameshmaya. Tarti is Daf Chokasunov. Tarti Yovuli Chodalo Yovuli. Chokmose de Ravuna, the Utre de Rav Chisdo, the Yovuli. And the Sanuse de Rabba Baravuna, lo Yovuli. So you see, by the way, I mean, you see that Anivus is not just acting with humility. I mean, Anivus stems from a deep inner source. And you see an interesting thing, that even though a person be a chacham, but it doesn't necessarily mean he's an elf. Anivus is a certain level of attainment of reality. And that needs tefillah, and the person has to be zocha. And he said, that he didn't get. But the...
Separate
from chacham. Chachma he got. You see, chachma is most powerful when he got. But Anivus he didn't get. Anivus is a different thing. Anivus is being in a... It's chachma. Without chachma, there's no Anivus. But it's chachma that has an effect on the soul in an essential way that leads to a totally different type of a personality, a different type of individual. So that he wasn't zocha to. That he didn't attain. That's what Chazal said. Yeah. person of Gavin Chachma, yeah. Yeah, Chachma. The Gemara says, Megis Daito B'Talmudo. That's one of the things in Megis Daito B'Talmudo, so in the end of Avos. So it means he has Chachma, but he's arrogant about his Chachma. It's Megis Daito B'Talmudo. So, yeah, person that's very, very possible. That's very possible. You see, there were many chachamim, and they had arrogance. They were arrogant. So there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee. This is a different. This is a different kind of system. So it could be a chacham in this sphere, but anivus is different. That's what voish moshan of mode. It's a different kind. It's a chachma that's a part of his soul, and it's a specific kind of chachma. It's a specific kind of chachma. See, that's what you have to understand. It's not. Of course, it doesn't mean that the other person has the same chachma, and he simply didn't apply it. That's true also. That if a person has knowledge and has this peripheral, that's it's not going to affect them. But besides that, it's a different kind of chachma. It's a different kind of chachma. It's a different kind of a chachma. Anivus is a special kind of a chachma. So that he says that they didn't get him. Yes. What? Yeah, tefillah. He's most powerful. Yeah, it's subject to tefillah. Absolutely. Subject to tefillah. Absolutely. But meantime, you see, there was a spell of Farshiris. Right? So the question is, it's again against the advice in Mishlei. Against the advice in Mishlei. So you see that Rava was Mispala. Was it Rava? Was it Rava? Was Mispala for Farshiris? So why was Mispala for it? It's not good. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you can say because
that's not what the people of Alexandria were asking him. They weren't asking him about that. They weren't asking. They were asking a simple question.
Of that God,
his question is why was Mispala for? So yeah, that's a good question. Joel's asking a question. His question: why was Mispala for the Shirus? I mean, you could understand Chachma. I can understand an Anivus because that's a specific thing. He saw that Chachma and he wanted it. And he saw that Anivus, and he wanted it. But why did he need the Ashiris of Chista? That's a good question. Ashiris is Ashiris, but Ashiris of Chista? Wasn't his Ashiris anybody else's Ashiris? Yeah, that's a very good question.
Ashiris can come back.
Question over there. Yeah. But really, the truth of the matter is that there's a Chazal. Chazal said by Bilam, that Bilam said to Balak, Nitinli Balak Malo Veso, he said to the Shluchim, Nitinli Balak Malo Veso Kesev Azov, Laucha Lavaros Pierre Shemelikoi, Lasas Ktana Gdola. So Chazal say, Lamadnu Shedaita Rechava. That's what they say. What is Shedaita Rechava? Chazal should say, Lamadnu Shiesh Lechemda Samana. What does it mean, Daita Rechava? So you see that in Ashiris there's two things. There could be, you see, in Ashiras, a person could want money for tither. That's one thing. But apparently, Chazal didn't interpret that Bilam wanted money for tither. That's a lower kind of individual. Bilam was on a higher level. He was more sophisticated. The low person is envious of the material things. But a higher person is into bigger things in money. And what is that? Daita Rechava. So what is the definition of Daita Rechava? What does it mean? Das is Rechava. What is the meaning of that? What it means is that the wealth gives him a certain sense of Rachvas, a broadness, which is a feeling of a certain kind of feeling of a superiority. Like he has rachvas. It's through the ashirus, his ego is expanded. You see, the self is expanded. He has plenty. He has the sense of that he has plenty. That makes him a different kind of an individual. You see, a sense of wealth. That's rachvas. So what Chazal is saying is that emotional satisfaction, that's what Bilam was after. So he wasn't after the tithes, he wasn't after it. Both tithes, but tithes small thing. The sense of rachos, that is something that he desired. See, because wealth makes a person feel he's different than others. He has plenty, a sense of plentifulness, you know what I mean? it's a rachlus. It's a certain kind of an experience where the individual feels a certain ego expansion. He doesn't have to. He's not like the other person that has to every little thing he has to account for and he has to hope for. Yeah, I mean, this plant, take it. This is it. It's a certain sense of rachlus hayadayim, an expanded sense with regard to the way he lives his material life. It's a psychological sense. That's what's attractive. That's what's attractive to a chacham. The lama's a chacham. So that was what he was attracted to. So it's interesting. But there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Have you got a Divrei Hayomim? And also many psukim in Tehillim, where David HaMelech refers to himself as an ani. Filoloni kiyato ani ba'oni, and the in Divrei Hayomim, where David HaMelech instructs Shlomo about binyan beis hamikdash, so he says ba'oni in ani Divrei Hayomim.
Tell me
what. No, I don't know. Is that Divrei Hayomim? Okay. In Divrei Hayomim, he says like this. He talks about the fact that he wanted to build the base of Mikdash, but God didn't allow him. And he says that that the Navi told him, "Hine vein menova lachuyi yeish menucha, vani chosilo mikolayvim misov kishlomo yeshmo, v'sholom v'sheket etein ha'isol b'yamo." So he says, he gives him instruction, and he says, "Achitin lachad Hashem seichel uvino v'yitzavchal yisro v'lishmar astarz Hashem lekecha, oz tatzliach, and tishma lasa chukmas mishpatam shatzivar Hashem asmoshal yisro chazak v'amat zaltiv al techas." Vine va'onyi hachinosi levesa reshem zohav kikorim me'el elef hachesa. So the Yerushalmi says, what does it mean va'onyi? He was not a poor man. So what does it mean? God not saying he's in his poverty. He gave him. He wasn't a poor man. So the Yerushalmi says that ein ashirus lefnei misha omar v'hayol. There's no such thing as ashirus before God. What does that mean? That means to say that a person that's lefnei misha, that stands lefnei misha omar v'hayo olam, that's before Kodesh Baruch Hu, that sense of rachlus is not possible. Not possible. So how does he feel? Every moment he's dependent on the Ratzon of Hashem. And his existence is an existence where he is constantly feels a sense of poverty, vanya. Because the emotion of rachlus is not possible with Nehru Hashem. So the ashirus, that's why Joel's question. He asked for the ashirus of Rav Chisda. Why? Because that was an ashirus which didn't have the rachlus, that sense of rachlus. It was an ashirus of lefnei misham avayol. Such an ashirus is not awful. When the pasuk says lo osher velo rush tisimeni, the tefillah apparently Chazal were interpreting not in terms of the actuality of the person's finances, but in terms of the sense of ashirus. Lo osher velo rush tisimeni atrifen lechem chuki means, insofar as he relates to the mama, insofar as his relationship to the mama is concerned, not insofar as the actuality of the value of his nechasim. So that kind of a tefillah, where the individual wants the osher, but he does not want the sense of rachvus, and he's not interested in the taivas, and he's not interested in the sense of superiority of the wealth. But on the contrary, he remains an ani. He feels anius, and there's no change in his state. That is a good ashirus. That's a good ashirus. How do you know it's a good ashirus? Because in it's in the end of Pirkei Avos, it mentions. So, just one second. In the end of Pirkei Avos, it says, in Perek Shishi, in the Bryce, so it says, Rav Shimon Menashe Omer, Rav Shimon Yechoi, Hanoi, Vakoach, Vaosher, Vachovod, Vachochma, Vazikna, Vaseva, Vabonim, Noel, Tzadikim, Venol Olam. So you see, it's an open Bryce. So you see that Osher is good. But Osher is, it's Noel, Tzadikim, Venol Olam. So it's good because he has the, it gives the Chacham an independence. He's not totally bedas acherim. You see by Moshe Rabbeinu where he said, "Avu anashim chacham nevonim v'idum shiftechem and that'd be a shirim. Why? Because the sone botza. So they were independent. They're not totally bedas acherim, and the ashirus was simply a means to be used for the individual's perfection and for the world. Noalahen v'noalaholam. It's a different kind of ashirus. You see. But what the ordinary person is striving for, that kind of ashirus, that's detrimental. That's destructive. That'll destroy the person. Destroy the individual. So it turns out that when these people of Alexandria asked Rabbi Yeshua, asked Rabbi Shimon Hananya, so his answer to them was not an ashirus which the ordinary person is attracted to for the rachvos or for the taivas, but it was and he answered them in terms of an ashirus that the individual remains ba'onyo, remains an oni. In his mental framework, he's always an oni. Because ain't ashiras of Nimi Shama Vayola. But the ashiras only has a benefit in terms of his perfection and perfection of the world. So that's why the Gra took out Yarba Bishara. Because if there is no, the advice that he gave at the end of Tfilah, which means Hashgacha, there can't be Hashgacha in terms of a person that's Rodef HaMamon, or has a Chemdes HaMamon. That is, there's no Hashgacha for that. That's, that you can't advise a person to be responsible for, and you shouldn't be responsible for, because you're advising an individual to corrupt himself. Advising him to be corrupt, to search after corruption. So apparently Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya gave them an answer in the framework in which Ashiris is appropriate. So that's why the Gra says you have to take out Yarba Bishara. Because Yarba Bishara would be the opposite of the perfection, would cancel out ipso facto the whole advice. You see. Okay. He answered them in the only way, in the only sense. He didn't deny their request, he didn't give them musar, but he gave them an answer which placed Ashiras in the proper framework and which gave them the correct idea of Ashiras. Besides telling them the advice, he gave them, in his advice, was the whole concept of the Chazal. Don't say, they just tell you briefly, I mean, what happened. But he expanded when he was talking to them. Obviously, they're talking to him for a long time. So the ideas, Chazal just record the outcome briefly. But the advice that he really gave them was, the advice, he taught them what the idea, the real idea of Ashiras is, and he warned them about the dangers of Ashiras, and he told them there is a correct Ashiras, and he told them how to go about to attain that Ashiras. That's the Gemara in my company. That's why I asked for, like you said, the Ashiras of Rav Chisda, which was an Ashiras that was not harmful to him. On the contrary, it was an Ashiras which is ain Ashiras with name Yishama Vayola. That kind of Ashiras is beneficial.
Almost pure with the
And Shlomo's tefillah was not in terms of the amount of money, it was in terms of not to allow, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not allow his nature to be flawed, so that the Ashirus will lead to denial of God. It's an interesting thing. Now, what Shlomo says is a straightforward statement. And that is that sense of Rachvos, of Bilam, that Bilam was searching for, that's Chazal saying that sense of Rachvos is ipso facto a denial of God. That's what it is. In other words, people think that certain things are harmless. I'm not over in Avera, so it's a harmless thing. No, on the contrary, the greatest harm comes from areas where you're not over a technical Avera, but you're over the whole perfection of Kala Tara Kula. So what Chazal are pointing out, I mean, Chazal, the Divrei Yomim, the Torah Shebachsav, Torah Shebapel, what it's pointing out is that sense of Rachvus that an Ashir has is ipso facto a denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Ein Ashirus Lefnei Misham HaVayolam. So if he has that sense, he's not Lefnei Misham HaVayolam. If he's Lefnei Misham HaVayolam, he feels like an Ani. Tfilo Lo'ani Kiyata. Many, many times in Tehillim, he calls himself an Ani. Ani Ani V'Rush. I don't remember the Pesukim exactly. But he mentions constantly that he's an Ani. We know he wasn't an Ani. David Malchus was not an Ani. So you see that the term Ani was used in Tehillim not to depict his financial state, but his sense, how he felt. His sense was a sense of an Ani. And that's why Shlomo Melech in Mishlei uses the exact same expression. But the expression was already established by David HaMelech in Sefer Tehillim. So it was understood that it doesn't mean, it's not a reference to how much money he has. It's a reference to his state of mind. Yeah.
That answers the question that was like, that's one of the way of the Mashiach.
That's correct. It answers the question exactly. It answers Dal's question too, because the question of Shlomo was the greatest question in the world. But it's not a reference to that. It's not a reference to the amount of money, I guess. What is the state of mind? No, the state of mind. What is the state of mind of an Ani? Lefnei Mishama Vayolam. There's only one state of mind. He's a Nitzrach. He's a Nitzrach. He's a person, an individual that is burdened with Tzorchim. He's a Nitzrach. That's tefillah la'ani kiyata. What does it mean? A person has to be poor in order to be misfollowed? No, it means to say if a person has the realization that he's a nitzrach, and that he's totally b'akadosh baruch hu, totally b'matam, so then his tefillah is, then it's a valuable tefillah. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That's a good question. That's a good question. That's a good question. Yeah. Under the
Snash. Yeah. I don't know anything
before. Yeah, but then
So, but what he's saying is like this. You see, there is a sense of rachavos. There's a sense of rachavos. That's why people want osher. People on a higher plane want osher because of that sense of rachavos. But then there's a sense of a rush, of an evyon. Like Rashi says, what is an evyon? Toiv l'chol davar. It means that he has a completely depleted ego. You see, the rachavos is an expanded ego. The rush is a completely depleted ego. That is bad too. That is very bad. That's bad. You see, the to be in that state is equally bad. That's where the individual feels he feels that he's simply worthless. It's the opposite side of the emotion of rachvus. The emotion of rachvus is where he feels grandeur, he feels great, he feels expansive, and the other state, the state of the rush, is where his ego is completely depleted and he feels worthless. See, that's equally detrimental. That's equally detrimental. Because then, that's what it means. You see, then the individual will resort to gneva in order to fulfill that void. See, that's bad. But the ani that's mentioned in Tehillim, in Sefer Tehillim, Tefillah la'ani kiyatov, is an ani klapei shmaya. That means that he doesn't have the sense of rachvus. He doesn't have the sense of rachvus. So he's a nitzrach lefnei hamakom. There's no sense of rachos. But it doesn't mean on the opposite side. It doesn't mean that he should be in a state of depletion. That's no good. Mental depletion is no good. That's a dangerous, that's equally a harmful, what does Moshe Gemara says? That anias is maveres is adam me'aldaitam me'aldaskana. That means where the person feels, it's not how much he has, it's how he feels about what he has. If the individual feels a totally sense of depleted ego, that sense of depletion, that sense of depletion drives him away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It drives him away. That's a very bad thing. It's tied to anias because usually usually is accompanied by financial anias. But it's not the financial state that causes the problem. I mean, there are many gedolei chachamim that were very financially, they were very poor, but they didn't feel that state because it was meaningless to them. They're above that. But that state of mind is a bad state, and that state of mind can happen to a person too. And it can happen to a person, and you see it in life. It can happen to people who are extremely wealthy. They can have that same thing. That same sense. It's an amazing thing. I mean, but the exactly. A person can be extremely wealthy and really have a sense of a totally depleted ego. That's a mental state. So that's why he's saying that both he's mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that both of those states of mind should not overpower him, because they come from sources of the mind that a person has no control over. And the person has been misspelled that they shouldn't gain the upper hand and control his existence, because if they do, so then he's doomed. Yeah. Okay. The actual Ashirus is good because he doesn't have to work. He doesn't have to. He has to spend his time. And what does Ram say? What's the purpose of the brachas? Purpose of the brachas is so he should be panui. Be osek in Torah mitzvahs. I mean, that's the purpose. That is the benefit. So that himself, yeah. Well, and also he could be can help others. Yeah. Right. They say the grub before he changed the gear, so he went over it 100 times, 100 investigations. So I mean, I would rely on the grub. Yeah. There's one thing I wanted to add, that the question with Michael Bernstein asked the question last time. I wanted to. And Danny Wolf gave an excellent answer. The question was we're dealing with the area of Kanisi Yishas Hashem. He said that you see from the pasuk that she had that sense, that the fact that she gave birth to a human being was an overpowering sensation, and it's Kanisi Yishas Hashem, and that was the clover for the Isha, that she shouldn't be able to have that satisfaction. But the question was. Michael Bernstein asked, the question was that was really before the chait. That was before the chait. Very good question. So then we said maybe she gave him the name afterwards, but it's not mashma, and it's a difficult answer. Very good question. So Daniel Wolf gave an excellent answer. He said that when we did Adam Rishon, we said that we mentioned the chazal, that what was the difference in Adam before the chait and after the chait? I mean, if he had no taivas, he couldn't engage in the chait. It's not possible. So Chazal say the difference was Yetzahar mi b'chutz and Yetzahar mi b'fnei. That roa u mesava, but ain't a roa, ain't a mesava. So he needed, in order for the instinctual to operate, so he needed something from the outside to lure him. So he had to have an external stimulus in order to engage the instinctual. But if there was no external stimulus, so he naturally lived in the world of Chachma. That was Adam Rishon Kodem HaChet. But after the Chet, he naturally goes for the instinctual, and he has to engage in Chachma in order to remove himself from the instinctual. So it's very good. So the thing is that when she gave birth, at that moment, she said, Kanisi Yishas HaRashon. Because that was Adam Rishon Kodem HaChet, but it was really, it was an external stimulus. Because the nature of the thing at the time, you see, had that power over her. But then she went back until after the chait. Then then it would be a permanent phenomenon. So it had to be taken away from her. You see, that's the answer. Very good answer. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Phil. Yeah, that's true, you're right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying. Yeah, it says, it's very good, good, right, yeah. You mentioned it's 40 years. Learning is 40 years. Learning is an involvement of 40 years. Yeah, that means that when I say like it's a 40-year program, it means that the person, after that time, he reaches a certain definite plateau. It doesn't mean that he can't advance, but the basis, he has the basis of Chachma Satara. And that's correct. It says, then Aboim Shana Hikir Esbara. Right. And the measure says he started from very, very young. Yeah. There's one more point I want to mention. Because the Pasuk says that Shlomo said that a person will be misfollowed, b'chol nige libo. Whatever, so that means even a thing that's not perfection. That is true, but you notice the Lashon is nega. Nega means a plague, something wrong. So if a person has a mishagas that he wants something, and he knows it's a mishagas, he should be misfollowed for it. But under the framework that he knows he's caught by this thing and it's just a mishagas, so he has a right to be misfollowed for that. You see. but that's not what they were asking. That's a specific kind of a problem. A person has a problem. He needs a certain thing. I don't know what it is. This thing he needs. So he recognizes it's a crazy thing, but it bothers him and it upsets him and it disturbs him. He can't go on with his life. So a person has a right to misfollow for that. But that's a different thing. That's where there's a nega. But that's not what Rabbi Yeshua. You can't put that into Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, because they're asking him general things. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's not right when you take a chazan, you can't put it into a specific thing. I mean, that's a general question they asked. So it doesn't apply over here. You know what I mean? But that is true. That's something else. But Shlomo says, calling the gay libo. Person, yeah, Hashem responds to him. That's right.
Because he recognizes
it's a nega, and he recognizes that his psychological makeup, he can't do without this thing. So he should be
and
responsible.
Of course.
And a Kaddish Baruch Hu could answer them. I mean, we don't, that's not like the Rav. Like the Rav said, we say Shomei Tefillah. We don't say answers. Shomei Tefillah. Answers that we don't know, but Shomei we know. So a person should be misfollowed. So, but that's a different idea. It's a different idea. Okay. Yeah. Last time we finished up the Divrei Agada. Actually it's the Divrei Shlosh Divrei Derecheretz in Masechet Nida. So the advice, so we mentioned why the Gra takes out Yabba B'Schara. Because the Yabba B'Schara is not appropriate. It would be good. It's good advice on a practical way, that's good advice. But not the advice that Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya gave, because that has to do with Hashgacha. With Hashgacha, Yabba B'Schara and Hashgacha Tarta V'Sasra. Okay. Now, what I didn't mention was that a proof from the end of the Maimar, because it says, Eli Yavakesh Rachman Mimisha Osher Shalo. So what is the pasuk liyah kesef liyah zov? I mean, what is the? You don't have to say the kanish mayim v'aretz. I mean, of course, liyah kesef liyah zov. What do you need the right from the pasuk for? I mean, liyah kesef liyah zov, that Kadosh Baruch Hu has control of the kesef and the zov. He has kol olam kulo. So what do you have to have a right from the pasuk for? But interesting is, and this you have like this. The Gemara says, in the end, in Perek Shishi from Avos in the Brisa. So the Gemara says that a famous story. Amar Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, Pamachas Yismahalach Baderach Upaga Bi Odom Echad, VeNosan Li Shalom VeHzarti Lo Shalom. Amar lo Rebbe me'ezem makomato, amad lo me'ir gedola shel chachom v'shel sofer mani. Amar li Rebbe ritzancha shetada imonu b'mkomenu, So he said, I come from a big city of Chachamim. He asked him, where do you live? He asked Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, where do you live? He says, I live in a big city of Chachamim in Sofrim. So he says, how about leaving them and coming and living with us? So he promised them excessive wealth. Amatilo bini imatan osunli kol kesev azov avarim tovos umargolia sheba olam eni dar al makam tara. And then he goes on. He says, why? He says, b'shas p'ti rasa shaladam em alavin osol kesev al azov avarim tovos margolios alatar maisim tovim. And he quotes pasuk. Then he says, shenema b'salacha tanchoschad, and he quotes the pasuk. Then he goes on, he says, V'chein kosu b'sefer Torah, I did David Melech Yisrael, tov li toras picho me'alfei zov v'chesef. And then he says, V'omar, li ha'kesef v'li ha'zov, no ma'ashem tzvakas. Same pasuk. So what is the, what are the three things that he told him? Why he wasn't lured by the prospects of the wealth? So he says, first of all, he says that the wealth only helps a person in this temporary existence, but after his patira, which is his eternal existence, it doesn't do him any good. So he was saying this is chayei olam basically, and this is chayei shor, and chayei shor doesn't entice me in the face of chayei olam. That was his first answer. That he has a different view of the essence of man. And the way he views the essence of man, this is not an essence. This is just a temporary accidental feature. So it doesn't, it's not going to lure. But then he quotes two more psukim. Another pasuk he says is, Tov li teras picho me'alfei zov v'chesef. So why did he add that pasuk? Because that pasuk really shows that even in this existence, Tov li teras picho me'alfei zov v'chesef means that even in this existence, the enjoyment of the Torah outshines all the Zohar v'chesef, the experience of learning in this existence. It's incomparable. Can't compare the hanor that a person will have from alfei Zohar v'chesef. That's what it means. Totally, Torah speaking may alfei Zohar v'chesef doesn't mean in terms of olam haba. It means here. So it means that there's no comparison. The enjoyment that a person gains from Torah is by far outweighs the greatest enjoyments that a person could imagine, fantasies that he imagines that he could have from the material world. That's why he says that's the second pasuk. But what's the last pasuk? Va'omer, the last pasuk. Li ha'kesef li ha'zov nu ma'ashem tzvakos. What does that have to do with the What does that do with it? Li ha'kesef li ha'zov. So Rashi explains. So Rashi says, Pirish l'shvacho v'l'chvodo shenema malocha l'aretz kvado. So what does it mean? So that was a third argument. The third argument. What was the third argument? The third argument was li hakesef v'li hazohav is that the intrinsic purpose of kesef and zohav is simply l'kvod shamayim. That's really the purpose. That's its objective. You see, that's the purpose. That's really the pasuk in that's the pasuk in Chagai. That's the pasuk in Chagai. Pasuk in Chagai. Everybody quotes pasuk li hakesef v'li hazohav. Yeah, you don't have to make kesef v'zohav. You kvod shamayim v'aretz. Everything is Yad Hashem. So that's Liyah Kesel Yezov. Now Liyah Kesel Yezov is in Chagai, where the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he'll build the Migdash and bring the Zov and Kesef into the Migdash, because Liyah Kesef Liyah Zov, it means that that's the objective of the Kesef and the Zov is Kod Shemayim. So he says there's three reasons why I wouldn't accept your offer. One reason is because your idea of the soul and my idea of the soul is different. And the second reason is because your idea of a person's well-being and enjoyment is completely different than mine, because to me, the enjoyment of Torah by far outweighs any kind of and generally the person could have from spending money, from consuming money. So that's two. And three, he says, intrinsic in the creation is the objective of the Zohar and the Kesef. And what is the objective? What is its real objective? Its real objective is Liyah Kesef, Liyah Zohar, Kvot Shemayim. So it's interesting, the Gemara, that's why the Gemara Nida brings that pasuk. Because the Eliyavakesh Rachma Mimisha Osha Shalom Shenema Liyah Kesef Liyah Zohar. See, what it means is the pasuk, see, the pasuk Liyah Kesef Liyah Zohar, I just want to explain it. It means two things. Liyah Kesef Liyah Zohar means in Chagai, the pasuk is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring all the money to the Mikdash. Why? Because Liyah Kesef Liyah Zohar. It means to say that the Hashgacha will bring the Kesef and Zohar to its rightful place, which is the Mikdash. See, you understand what I mean? What it means is, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I will give the Kesef and the Zohar its true existence. What is its true existence? Its true existence is Kvod Shemayim. So the pasuk, that's why they quote this pasuk. Because the question that we asked was, how could a person that's mispalel for Osher be under the Hashgacha? I mean, that's a nonsense. It means the person lives in the world of fantasy, and he's not on any kind of a level. I mean, he's on a level of every person that is chandas amama. I mean, so why should he be under Hashgacha? So the answer is that's true. And the advice that Rabbi Shimon Hanani gave them was that I can answer your question in a specific way. He taught them what the value of Ashiras is, that basically in terms of the individual's fantasy of Ashiras, that's simply imagination. That's pure imagination. But there is a value, and the value is the objective of Kesef and Zohar should find its rightful objective. And that's Kvod Shemayim. And if they're mispalel for that, then they're nana. That's the only hashgacha of Ashiras. Otherwise, Ashiras apparently doesn't come under the specific hashgacha that is generated by the individual's worth. You see, by the individual. Other hashgacha. That's other cheshbonos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not an area of advice. But advice is how to attain the hashgacha that is rightfully in individuals. So that hashgacha is only possible. That advice is only possible if the individual has the correct idea of Kesef and Zohar. If he doesn't, he can't be under that hashgacha. He can become wealthy. That happens, it could be for natural causes, chance, many causes. That's Yabar ben Hassan. But the advice that he gave is the advice of the Ashgacha is only if the individual has the correct idea of the Kesef Zohar, and he's not lured by the fantasy and the imagination. Liyah Kesef Liyah Zohar. That means basically the Masechet Avos. It means he has the correct idea of the essence of man, which is his soul, number one. And two, he realizes that there's nothing that compares in terms of a person's happiness, his enjoyment, the real thrill of an individual attains from life. And that's only in Chachmas HaTorah, and it's not from the pursuit of the imagination. That's the second thing. And the third thing is that he has to have an appreciation for an abstract concept. And that's already a higher level. A higher level person has a certain enjoyment when a thing is used according to its proper way. It's a difficult idea to get across, but that's the concept of Liyah Kesef Liyah Zohar, which means that a chacham enjoys when he sees that the Bria is functioning according to its intended way. That's Liya Kesef Eliezer, where the thing finds its rightful rightful objective. In other words, where a thing is realized, the realization of the thing finds its rightful place. That gives a chacham satisfaction. It's an objective satisfaction. It has nothing to do with him, but it is a satisfaction that a chacham perceives. A satisfaction that a chacham has. It's a different kind of a. It's not something that a person, the hamonam, could perceive. I mean, what exactly that is. I mean, it's a high level individual, but But that's what the pasuk is saying. Liya kesef liyazov means that the person has an appreciation for a thing finding its rightful place in existence the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined that it should exist. That is a certain enjoyment, a certain appreciation. You see. Okay. That's what Chazal is pasuk. Okay. Yeah.
For Kvod Shemayim,
if he uses it properly, it functions for Kvod Shemayim. If he uses it for Torah, for its proper purpose, like the Rambam says, that's the brachos that he uses it. Like Avida Nasi was a very very wealthy man. And what he says is, "Golui v'yadua lefonecha shalona neisi ke'etzpak tanashali." He says it means that for him, the Kesef and Zov is one of the wealthiest people in the door, and for him, he had no personal enjoyment out of it. What did he use it for? He used it for Kvod Shemayim, different things, but not for his personal imagination. That's there is a true objective. I mean, like by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, by God lo shemecha v'yei brocha, his gedula. I mean, the gedula of the avos was a gedula which was a kvod shemayim. I mean, okay, that's what Chazal was saying. Okay, any other question? Okay, true. I mean, there's no question about it. Gemara says bani chayim azoni is lav b'schus atali milsa ela b'mazla. So there, the Gemara says. The opposite. The Gemara seems to say that it's totally in mazel. Mazel means it's just chance. But the truth of the matter is they're not tied to the sorcery. They're not contradictory. And because it is true, but it is also true that through tefillah a person can be under the Ashgacha in terms of advice. It is true what the Gemara says in Nida, that even though in general it's totally b'mazla, and sometimes you can't change that, but if you're asking advice has to be in the framework of what's possible. What's possible is that that tefillah can place a person under a separate ashgacha. That is a possibility. It's not a tata de safi. But in general, it's lav b'schus atal yimilsa b'mazla. That's true. In general, without tefillah, it's totally a mazel. And of course, it doesn't mean if a person is just crazy that he's going to have mazel. And mazel comes about through certain situations. But those are the other chazal that I mentioned. Chazal say that if a person is a chacham, will become an usher. Those divrei chazal doesn't mean if a person is a chacham, every chacham becomes an usher.